Sunday, 29th of January, sees the 59th World Leprosy Day in the fight against what is also known as Hansen's disease.
Yes.
The Vatican has released a message to mark the day in which the Vatican Council for Pastoral Healthcare calls for the commitment of all men and women of goodwill in fighting this disease. The Montfortan missionaries have a long history, particularly in Bangalore, of helping societies marginalised, particularly those suffering from Hansen's disease, also known as leprosy. Father Raja, can you talk to us a little bit about the project that was founded by a Montfortan missionary priest in 1977, which you yourself also have experience of working in, a project that you call the Sumanahali Project, or in English, more or less, the Village of Goodwill?
Right. Oh, well, actually, the initiator came from the laity, a gentleman called Mr. Anthony, after hearing a stunning homily by a Redemptorist priest in the church. He said, why couldn't he start something to help the leprosy patients whom he found, many of them found on the streets of Bangalore in 1970s. So with the help of a few people, of his like-minded people, he began it. And when he met the archbishop, after some time, he explained to him if they could do something globally, more organized way, not just go as just a team of two, three people without any qualifications or preparation to teach, to reach out the leprosy patients, medical especially. And so in the city, we were lucky in those days because the chief minister of Karnataka state was a philanthropist and was a Hindu, but a highly qualified and a man who really gave his heart for the people. So he wanted to do something. And luckily, the chief secretary of the state was a Catholic, Mr. Lin. So with his help, we organized a center called Sumanahalli. Well, in 1977, the Montfort Fathers really launched into the project. So in the past, before that, the period for 7 years, it was done by the lay people themselves. In 77, the Montfort Fathers came in along with other qualified personnel like doctors, technicians, nurses, and naturally many religious came inside, like Montfort Fathers, PMA missionaries, like Sisters of St. Joseph of Tarbes, and Daughters of the Church, and several other sisters came in, and Franciscan missionaries also came inside. So with that, they began the work, and the whole work was to remove the leprosy patients from the streets of Bangalore, where they were begging, and bring them to a place where they could cure them, really, offer them real cure, because leprosy was curable. Until then, it was a kind of people were branded as lepers, and people were cursing them. They didn't want to see them, and very few people had compassion towards them. So the chief minister said, unless an organization, a Christian organization, takes it up and who can really care for them, until then, nothing can really be done to the people with the government projects. So that's how it all began.
Father Raja, can you describe for our listeners, paint a mental picture for them of the Sumanahalli project?
A mental project. So the picture is like this. And, this project had, three aims. The aim is, first of all, to teach the people that leprosy was curable. And secondly, apart from that, to conscientize the people outside that we should not traumatize by the disease called leprosy. It can be curable. So therefore, we have to do the work of give them the... conscientize the people, conscientize the people, saying that, leprosy is curable. And the third thing was to organize a long-term plan in order to rehabilitate the leprosy patients. So in the beginning, we removed the word not to call them lepers anymore, no, please. And we always said leprosy patient, call everyone. The first thing we taught the people who came in was, please don't call them lepers, call them leprosy patients. So that's how we began the work. Then the conscientization program, you know, it took up, we did a lot of work on that. And when we did the survey through so many ways, by maybe visiting the slum areas, visiting the villages, and then organizing congresses and organizing meetings, conscientizing them in the schools, spreading the message about, you know, caring for the lepers. When we did all this work, and then when we made the survey, we found that in 1979, there were 5 cases for every 10,000 people. And then by the time 2003 came, we could reduce it to 1.8%, because we discovered the cases, offered them multi-drug therapy, and then helped the people, you know, to take care of, to take the medicine regularly. And thereby, you know, the whole, we could arrest many of these cases. So it came to 1.8% for 10,000 people. And then the deformity earlier was, you know, decreased from 28% in 1979 to 2% in 2003. So thereby, you know, a great progress has been made. So today, so much so the government is saying, seeing all the progress, the government is saying we don't have to have any more leprosariums. That is to say, there's no need of having a special hospital for leprosy patients. Rather, we will make it as a case which can be treated in any medical school or any hospital under this dermatology department.
That really is an enormous breakthrough, and it's an example of how collaboration between government,
yes,
civil society, and also religious organizations can really have,
yes,
fruits.
Yes, I'm very glad to say that, you know, we had a total number of 265 people working in our society, and then in various departments like survey, treatment, education, vocational training, production, rehabilitation. So we had so many people who worked together from different walks of life. Sometimes on weekends, students come and help them, especially you know, in the high school or graduate schools, or the nursing schools or medical schools. So people come to, especially the weekend. Sometimes there are people who are sent there for 15 days program, and this is how they all helped us. So, but there was 265 people who really, you know, worked here full time.
Father Raja, as someone who has been so closely involved with this Goodwill Village, have you got any particular memories or personal stories that you'd like to share with our listeners to really help them understand the precious work that goes on in places such as this Goodwill Village?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I see when I walk into the village, every leprosy patient who was treated there, you know, first, as soon as he would see me, he would rise up, stand on his feet, and then the first thing they do is they fold their hands and then they show gratitude. So the first thing that you find when you meet them is gratitude, and that is very beautiful. And secondly, you know, for me, the memory is that apart from treating these, you know, these people who are affected by leprosy, we began to take care of their families. That is to say, the children. Are the children's children, because since they were stigmatized by these people, saying that these are all leprosy patients, and the government or the society largely sometimes do not accept them. Though the second or third generation, they had lots of problems. So we Mumford Fathers have started a small place separately for these children, especially the girl children. So we have today with us about 30 girl children, especially. So we educate them. We see that they get good education, and then tomorrow they have a better future. So that's what we are doing apart from this. So these are all what is called, you know, auxiliary projects. So these are, we need those projects. Otherwise, we cannot really integrate them into the greater society.
Any of our listeners listening to all this fantastic work that you do feel moved and would like to contribute to this work, how would they go about doing so?
Perhaps the people can go there as volunteers to see and to work and to help there. Or people can also contribute for, because we still have 120 patients living on the project, and they are very old, elderly, and they cannot go anywhere because they don't have anybody. People have abandoned them, and these are really, really very, very old cases, and mostly deformed. Some are blind. Some do not have limbs. Some cannot walk. They're bedridden. So maybe people also can help them if they can, if economically possible, because it is a very demanding job, and it's also a very expensive job. In that way, people can be of help.
Father Raja, thank you so very much for speaking to us today. We wish you all the best of luck with this fantastic work that you and the Montfort congregation are doing out there in Bangalore.